Remember Mad Libs books from when you were little? I used to love getting that little paper notebook with my Scholastic Reading Club book order when I was in middle school. The little tablet was filled with stories that you completed if you knew your parts of speech, a few adjectives, verbs, and names of your friends later, and you had a slightly illogical but hilarious story. I've always thought about sleep and its relationship to other medical conditions as a Mad Libs game. When it comes to the connection between sleep and the many other things going on in our bodies, there is almost no disease or organ system in which you cannot find some kind of relationship. Don't believe me? Give the following exercise a try and you'll see what I mean. At night, when it is a time on the clock, I like to get into my adjective bed. It takes me no time to verb into a adjective sleep. This is a good sleep because poor sleep can lead to medical condition. Scientists have shown in a recent adjective study on human body part plural that getting less than number hours of sleep at night can lead to a adjective case of medical condition. Hilarious, right? What's amazing about this Mad Lib sleep lib is that there are relatively few ways that you could fill it out and make the story untrue. For the medical condition, you could have inserted hypertension, heart attack, stroke, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart failure, migraine, atrial fibrillation, depression, bedwetting, or neurodegenerative disorders and memory disturbances like Alzheimer's disease. The list goes on, and all of the answers make perfect sense. As you listen to this book, think about sleep as one of the foundational processes within your body that you can actually change. To me, the three main pillars of good health that we can exert some control over are nutrition, exercise, and sleep. Sleep is an amazingly important process that happens in our bodies. If you take away nothing else from this book, please understand that sleep is not the absence of wakefulness. In other words, sleep is not a light switch in your brain that is either on, you listening to this book, sipping your coffee, or off, sleeping. Your body is doing amazing things at night while you sleep. As for the workings of the brain, in addition to being a sleep specialist, I'm a neurologist or a brain doctor by training. Sleep specialists are often neurologists, but they can also be psychiatrists, pulmonologists, internists, family medicine practitioners, or even pediatricians. Why would any lung doctor specialize in sleep? I have no idea. It seems to me that sleep has about as much to do with the lungs as it does with the kidney or the spleen. While virtually every system and organ of the body is in some way affected by sleep, sleep resides in the brain. This is where sleep both originates and is controlled. Sleep is a neurological state, so when it comes to sleep, the brain is where it's at. For this reason, it is where we will begin surveying the impact poor sleep has on our bodies. If you think your all-nighters or your crazy shift work schedule is no big deal, you might want to sit down before you continue to listen to this part of the book. Long-term poor sleep is like bad cosmetic surgery. Risky, costly, and not pretty. Sleep in the brain. I remember a few things vividly from medical school. I remember the unmistakable smell of cadaver preservative and how hard it was to remove the fat from the organs we were dissecting. I remember taking a test and being shown a dazzling picture of gallstones and thinking how strangely beautiful they were. I thought gallstones polished up would make lovely beads for a necklace. I also remember talking about the lymphatic system, a fluid passage system in our body responsible for collecting and circulating waste so it can be removed. As a budding neurologist, I was really surprised when our professor proclaimed that the nervous system was devoid of such a system. The most important system in our body has no way of flushing out waste products, yet the spleen does? That made no sense. Fast forward to 2015, when it was discovered independently by researchers Antoine Laveau and Alexandre Aspeland that the brain does in fact have a system for removing waste, the lymphatic system. Although scientists today generally agree on its existence, it was another aspect of the lymphatic system that really grabbed headlines.